Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now, there are many special lunches that take place at the White House, but none like the one that is happening today. President Bush will host President-elect Obama and all three living former presidents for lunch. So what will be on the menu? For an idea of what each man likes, we've invited Master Chef Roland Messier, who for 26 years was the White House executive pastry chef, and he served each president, excluding the future president, President-elect Obama. And those experiences ended up in his book, All the President's Pastry, 25 Years in the White House, a Memoir. Welcome, Chef.
Thank you.
And so if you had to guess, knowing these men as you do, if you had to guess, what do you think they're having for dessert today?
Ah, that's a good question. Since I've left now the White House, I do not know too much how they operate these days. But if it was me, let's say, having such a bad weather, here it's raining a lot, and the weather is kind of on the dark side and cool and wet, I would definitely go with a warm dessert on a day like today. Possibly a very nice warm cobbler, something of that nature, or even maybe going with a warm creme brulee or souffle, something that would make them feel really good, especially having all these presidents around the table. There's about to be a little bit of an uncomfortable moment, probably, and you wanted to make everybody feel good, and you would like to have a dessert that is very homey.
Mm-hmm.
Even a nice baked apple on a day like today would be fantastic.
Well, they all sound lovely, but you actually cooked for President Carter. You actually prepared pastries for President Bush,
yes.
Both President Bushes, and President mm-hmm. Clinton. Okay, so let us in on some secrets. Who's got the biggest sweet tooth?
Well, from all these four presidents, I would say they all did, maybe for the exception of President Carter, that they like to stay away from dessert unless they had guests. But all these three last ones really have enjoyed dessert. I mean, you know, you have to realize most of the presidents, when they come to the White House, they all make statements that they're not big on sweet. And that may be true for the case of having a pastry chef that maybe is not too creative or doesn't renew his menu too often. But when I was at the White House, he was not, well, tonight we're going to have our preferred dessert, which is so-and-so, such and such. He would be like, well, what are we getting tonight? They will be excited on dessert time and what will be coming to the table, because they knew that it will always be something different and something that they never had before.
So what was President George W. Bush's favorite?
He likes more like the type of creme brulee and warm dessert, not so much big on cakes and things of this nature. But more like home-type dessert, you know.
And how about President Clinton?
Well, President Clinton had allergy he was allergic to chocolate,
uh-huh.
allergic to dairy product, and allergic to flour.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy for a pastry chef.
And exactly. And that didn't make my life very easy at the beginning, but then I saw it more like as a challenge, a great challenge for me to go into something that I'd never really gone into before.
Like Jell-O?
No. That is, I would stay away from Jell-O, but I would make sure that I would put something on the table that everybody could eat and everybody would enjoy. So I made a lot of research on how I could create new recipe. And actually, it was fairly easy to come up with things if you put your mind into it. And President Clinton did love his dessert. He had dessert every single meal. So, but I came up with a lot of new recipes that are
like,
in my book.
Give us an example.
Well, to give you an example, one year I created a very great strawberry cake, which is listed in my book, Dessert University, as a low-calorie strawberry cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of strawberry cooked in a different ways, so that the water is extracted from the strawberries. So you have a whole fruit that is so concentrated in flavor, and this is put in the middle of a yellow cake that has no flour in it. Instead of flour, I'm using spelt. And, of course, you can use any dairy or any cream or any type. So sometimes,
Chef, before we go, just quickly, since President Carter, Rosalind Carter, his wife, actually hired you, what was his favorite?
Well, he liked cakes very much. The Carter liked cakes, especially when the president was present, was at the meal. He liked chocolate cake. He was very partial to that. But Mrs. Carter liked more the type of fruit dessert, you know, like a raspberry Napoleon or a lot of apple dessert were served then, you know, with puff pastries.
And so you would expect today they're probably going to have some very interesting desserts on that table. Chef Roland Mesnier, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.